Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, Merry Christmas. How's it going?
You kind of sound a little bit like Frosty the Snowman at the end of the episode. Merry Christmas, everybody. Or maybe it's Santa Claus. I don't know.
I think he says happy birthday for some dumb reason. I never understood that.
At the very end, he says happy birthday?
I don't know. I haven't seen Frosty.
No, when he's leaving. Time. Okay, well, I'll have to do some research. I've already watched it, but maybe I'll wait for next year.
Well, I always wanted to be, you know, a beloved cartoon Christmas character. So.
I think we could do that. I could have Sam, my son, make you into a beloved cartoon Christmas character. Maybe like a Rankin and Bass stop motion guy.
That would be a dream come true.
Okay, I'm going to make a note. Make a note. Turn Scott into Rankin and Bass. Okay,
got it. I love it. That's cool.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. And it is as we record this is Christmas Adam, the day before Christmas Eve. But as you listen to this, this is 'twas the night before Christmas, the day before Christmas. And it's amazing. This happens every single year, how quickly it gets there. But this year was super, super quick. You know, we had a shorter time between Thanksgiving and now. And so it's almost shocking that, you know, just tomorrow is the big day. So,
wow. I'm not ready.
Yeah. Mentally or like, spiritually, physically, emotionally,
all of the rest. I still have some wrapping to do, and
yeah,
I don't know, probably some shopping. I'll see. I don't know if there's any shopping that can happen still.
Are you kidding? There's a shopping that can take place up to the last second.
Does Amazon
have Super like Prime? We can have that to you in 25 minutes.
just thinking that.
Yep. Well, so I've got all my stuff wrapped, but you know, yesterday I had a plan. My wife is involved in this thing that both my daughter-in-laws, their mom started a long time ago. It's called Toy Time, where they have like a gigantic garage sale where people bring stuff in. With all the proceeds, they buy new toys and use some of the older toys that still look good. And some people bring in new toys, and then so yesterday and today, people were coming in and, you know, they would sit with them, tell them how many kids they had, and they give away some things. I mean, some of them are pretty spectacular. They brand new bicycles. And so yesterday, my wife was supposed to be going and I thought, oh, good, I'll have this time. I can wrap the gifts. I can do these last minute things that I wanted to do. She'll never know, because I don't know what it is about the secret of Christmas, but you feel like you have to do it so nobody knows you wrap the presents. Ben and Rissa, who just announced a couple of weeks ago that they were expecting a new baby.
Holy moly.
So they're expecting their third. They're excited about that. I think sometime in August, early August.
Wow.
But Marissa is like violently throwing up all the time. We had to watch their children, and Debbie didn't go, and that threw off my plans. And so I'm playing a little catch up recovery now. But I'm doing good. I think we're all good. Everything that I have made is made. Now, if you can keep a secret, Scott, I made I don't think anybody will say this, but I made Maggie a treasure box. Not like doesn't look like a pirate's treasure box. Right. It's just a box with a lid and has her name engraved on the top, with a router or her initials. She's the last of all my children to get one.
I was going to say, I thought you haven't done that for all of them?
I have, so all my kids, I started way back when Ben was just a little boy. I bet he wasn't six maybe. And his, you know, looked like kind of a pirate chest with the top curved on the top. And I think it had little, you know, those little nails all the way around the edges like pirates did.
And I think you had ambition and time, and
now it's like a cardboard box. It just says apples on the outside.
Milk carton now.
I know. That's why Maggie's getting hers so late. I mean, she's almost 17. We had made one a couple years ago together, but like we got tired halfway through, and she finished it by herself. And it just, she's like, this didn't feel like a real box. So And in fact, I was rapping with Renly yesterday because we had him all day yesterday because Ben couldn't stay home from work again. And she was helping me. And I mean, this like light bulb went off and wouldn't like, but I thought, I got to make one for Renly too. And so I won't make one this year, but maybe in the next couple of years, we'll start down that little trail too. And Dad, just in case you think like it's some big old project, it's not a big project. In fact, if you knew, if you have a saw or you know anybody with a saw, you can make a treasure box so simple.
If there are tools involved, that's a big project for me.
You need the, and you can probably even buy a kit where you put it together. But I'll tell you, and I don't know if my kids treasure them, but they do keep their treasures inside of them. And again, I hope that when they're old and gray, they'll remember their dad who loved them so much and made the boxes for them. But that was my last one. So I got that done. And I had made something for my wife. I got that done. And I think we're ready to go. I got to take the boys, Cal and Jed, to do their Christmas shopping either today or tomorrow. Because, you know, my boys are like, well, I didn't have any time. I'm like, your whole life is time. You have nothing but time. But I want to make sure they get something for their mom. So I'll take them to Walmart today or somewhere.
Walmart today. That's a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the whole world was.
Amazon is a really good thing. You should have gotten there. I think that's how I shopped.
I know it. But it's even like my son was looking on Amazon yesterday, and I'm like, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late. We got to go get it now.
The dollar store is looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know if some of you dads who have ordered your calendars or other stuff, I've had several people write and say, my tracking number says it's in transit and it's been in transit for 3 weeks. And I'm like, I know it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's everywhere, but like the hub in Indianapolis is like, everything's getting stuck in Indianapolis.
Well, I saw something on social media and I don't know if this is just,
and it's gotta be true,
a rumor or what, but, that lots of small businesses are kind of getting shoved to the back burner because the Postal Service has contracts with Amazon and everybody, all the big companies. So they get prioritized over all the little companies. And there's lots of people whose stuff isn't getting there when it was supposed to.
It's a conspiracy, yeah. Man.
I'll believe anything at this point of this year. So
I'm a conspiracy. I believe it. I'm like, well, I heard someone say, someone who bought something wrote back and said, you know, they'd heard that because of the thing, people are doing all their shopping online. And so that's really bogged things down. And I could totally believe that. So
They're jamming it up on purpose.
Probably.
It's a conspiracy, man.
So all of you who are maybe still be waiting, it's coming. And in fact, most of those people who said we haven't gotten it, it showed up a day or two after that. So hopefully I didn't mess you over, but hey, if you bought something and you never get it, we'll make it right. So you can count on Family Man Ministries to deliver.
Yeah.
So we got to do that today. Here's just a few guidelines, Dad, to help you through the Christmas season. You know, I just want you to encourage you to be especially attentive to your wife. I know I said, Monday morning. Was I woke up next to her and I said, I am your slave. You know, if you need me to do anything, no matter how dumb it sounds or how inconvenient you think it might be, let me know. I am here to help you. So she has used that a couple times and I'm still available. But you know, because it's super stressful. Like you said, Scott, you know, your kids wouldn't even have Christmas if it weren't for your wife. This is the time to come to her rescue when she needs you to run out to the store at midnight to get 3 quadruple E batteries, you know, that they, or whatever that might be, or to watch kids while she raps, or to rap while she watches kids, or to make a run to go get something without complaint because she needs us. So be especially attentive. And if she, don't expect her to be, I don't know about you, Scott, but sometimes I want my wife to feel really Christmassy, you know, to be really fa-la-la-la-lying all the time. And, you know, I've just come to realize after being married for 30 years that maybe Christmas is not a time for fun. You know, it's a time for family, not fun. When I put those expectations on my wife, it really doesn't, it makes everything worse, you know.
Just to pull out the sledgehammer for guys like me who need to get hit upside the head with it to understand that, I remember you saying something, I don't know, several years ago about how, like, you know, it's Christmas can be a really romantic time, and it seems to only be in our minds, not in our wives' minds. Because, you know, if you try to expect anything romantic from your wife right now, it's probably going to blow up in your face.
Bingo.
So
bingo.
Just put that thought on hold until the new
year.
There
you go. There you go. Yeah. Until maybe like
June.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Now we're talking loving towards our wives, you know, and not, you know, doing that because it's an act of love, knowing that that's just another thing that our wife doesn't need on her plate right now.
And if that doesn't compute, because you've only been married 2 years, just take our word for it. That's how it works.
That's right. If you've only been married 2 years, don't worry about it. You know, it's a lot of fun, but it gets less fun as it goes on. Also, I don't know about by now, you should be leaving your work behind, Dad. You know, I know we live in a 24/7, 365 day work world, but, you know, Christmas is a time just to set it aside. You know, if you've got the week in between, do that as well. Or maybe if you don't, even coming home and taking your phone and putting it away. Because I've got friends, you know, who, you know, work in the real business world, and their phones are going off all the time, and they have little fires to put out all the time. They don't care if it's Christmas, but don't do that, you know, because your children need all of you. They want you to talk about Christmas things. And I don't know about you, Scott, but we haven't gotten in all the things that we'd like to do. We, you know, looked at some more Christmas lights last night, but I don't know if it's like usually Christmas Eve it's right around Christmas. Maybe it's Christmas night, where it just seems like it's one of those lulls where you're just sitting in the room that has a Christmas tree in it, and it's kind of dark, and everybody's just talking. It's not loud. It's just talking. And, you know, those are the magical times. Those are the best times. But it gets ruined if all of a sudden your phone goes off and you've got to do something. So, you know, leave this stuff behind.
In our house, that's usually about the time for Dad's big meltdown, but I look for the magical moments too.
That's right. I never got what I wanted.
The epic rant. I've had enough of you kids leaving your stupid toys all over the place. After I've stepped on another, you know, Lego or something.
Yeah. And, you know, and really it's, you brought up a really good point. That is a Christmas morning, Christmas day, Christmas Eve, all those wonderful magical times are really a time where I think we dads need to have a lot of grace. Because, you know, some kid will say, well, that's not what I wanted. I really wanted this. And it, to me, I just feel this ugly thing rise up inside of me saying, you ungrateful little creep. You know, when I was a kid, all we got was a potato, you know, and we were thankful. And then, you know, there are people starving in China. And, you know, maybe we just remember what it's like when we were kids and we were in grateful little creeps too. So anyway,
I got some potatoes. I could like stuff their stockings with potatoes. That would be a good thing.
Start a new tradition.
Yeah.
In Denmark, this is a, need a little stocking filler? Stuff it with potatoes. Have you been staying on top of the gavel goat?
I just thought of that. When you said
I got behind I there. I checked last night and I'm looking at it right
there.
Now.
It's
still there. I have noticed that maybe the world is warming up. I have noticed that they haven't had any snow. The goat used to be kind of covered in snow.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know.
No snow this year for the Gavel Goat.
Oh, well. Nope. Nope.
But it hasn't burned down either. They might have solved the riddle.
I bet you their viewership is way down because people are kind of hoping they'll see the smoldering remains.
I did one year. I
know. I remember. I remember. That kind of really got us motivated after that. But it's been kind of boring.
It's boring. It's just a goat.
No, I did call. That
doesn't do anything.
I remember talking. I talked to past Gavel Goat correspondent Chris, and because every year I say, "Hey, the goat's back up," and he was saying that he follows the goat's tweets because the goat tweets, and he was saying that he was very thankful for social distancing because it probably will save him from being burned alive.
Alrighty then.
Anyway, okay, tip number two or three or whatever. If your children ask in the next day or so, or even the next week, if they ask you anything, just say, sure. So even if you have like stringent guidelines, like you only watch a movie one in a night or once a week, if they say, hey, can we watch a whatever, you know, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and it's only 9:30 in the morning, and you're on your break, say, sure, let's do that. Or, you know, if they want to play a game, say, sure. You may not feel like it. In fact, you probably won't feel like it, Dad. If your wife says, oh, you know, it would really be fun to go see Christmas lights. And you think, we've already seen three of them. They're all the same. Don't say that. Say, sure, you know, and go do it. In fact, I would even, you know, spend a little bit of time with your wife, you know, just talking and say, hey, do you have any more expectations of what you'd like to do, you know, during this time or things that, because, you know, sometimes it's a terrible thing when you hear from your wife, it doesn't matter from your kids, but when you hear from your wife, you know, she'll say something like 3 days after Christmas, all I wanted to do was this. We never got around to it, you know, and you don't want to hear that. So maybe ask her right before. And I don't know, are there any things, Scott, that you still have yet to have done?
We need to go drive around looking at Christmas lights.
Okay, there you go.
And we've seen some as we've driven around, but it hasn't been purposeful.
Yeah. Right. Now, do you do something like to add on to that? Do you like stop and get hot chocolate at McDonald's or?
Occasionally we'll do something like that. Sometimes we'll just bring hot chocolate with us. There's a park near us that does a nice drive through thing that takes about 20 minutes to drive through and see all these lights. So usually we prepare for that one.
That sounds fun. That's a good thing.
But we're not that official about it.
Right.
My wife wishes we could have lots more traditions than we have. And I think I've kind of failed in that area over the years. But
well, one of my daughter-in-laws thinks I think that we have a tradition every 30 minutes, you know?
Yep.
I
remember earlier in my marriage, my wife asking me about Christmas traditions, and I'm like, go to church on Christmas Eve. And then
get a Christmas tree every year.
We usually sit around watching some Christmas show after church and you know, eating summer sausage
and
cheese, which seems weird that that's a Christmas thing and it's called summer sausage.
No, I totally get it.
I don't eat it in the summer. So anyway,
you're right.
But then I'm like, yeah, that's about it. We get up and open presents on Christmas morning.
And she did. But see, she was young and in love then. Didn't bother her. She thought,
oh, it bothered her. She was like, what did I get myself into with this guy? Because they have lots of Christmas traditions in their family. So
yeah. Yeah.
I'm still trying.
to the end.
Yes. Do you have any great tips for guys this year? Because it just feels like Christmas is being stolen all over the place. I mean, like, this is the year the Grinch won or something. Because I'm just praying that somehow we do manage to do what we always claim we're able to do as Christians and remember the true meaning of Christmas. Because we're not seeing any family. I mean, we're going to stop at my in-laws for, you know, a couple minutes to wave at them in the driveway, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just, and we're not going to see my parents and, you know, That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, but maybe somewhere in the middle. And that was kind of my last thing. I was just going to say, you know, Dad, make sure that we just thank God for the gift, you know, the gift of a son, because it would be meaningless. This whole family thing would be meaningless if it ended, you know, after you died. And I'm just so thankful that my kids know him and that he made a way. And so that's, you know, of course, the reason for the celebration. But at the same time, I'm just so thankful that he allowed me to experience it with my family, because some of us are experiencing it without our families because of this. And, you know, I know people who don't have families, and it's kind of sad. I know, you know, it's not like they don't have real lives, but it's sad for parents who are separated from their children, and children who are separated from their parents and their siblings. And so I guess you're going to have the best Christmas ever, Scott, just with the little family that you have left over, you know, even if it's just you. And I think that's where dads need to kind of take the lead on that, because sometimes it is easy to kind of fall into, well, I don't get to see anybody, you know, we're not going to be at the big Christmas gathering, and our Christmas Day, you know, big extended family Christmas has been canceled. And I mean, my kids would have chosen that one over our regular Christmas, home Christmas. But I think that's where we dads say the sure, and we, you know, we're extravagant, and we plan a little harder, I guess, to play a little more. But it is what it is. So it's up to us dads to make it a good. But I don't know. That's hard. And I hope we don't ever repeat this one ever again. I hope this is, but this might be our last Christmas. So, you know, we got to make it a good one. Again, dads, if you haven't, here, I'm going to just do this just for you, dads. I'm going to make a note on this piece of paper. If you've never read my little story called The Last Christmas, you should. Now, I'm going right to the website right now. I think I have it on there as a PDF for $4.99, but I'm going to give you a little code right now that you can read it for free. You can download it for free. And since we'll just make it up to Scott, I'm going to have you make up the code. What's the code? Okay. The story's still
smell.
It's too long.
Jingle.
Okay. So jingle is the code. So when you put it in your cart at the end of your time, just put in jingle and it'll download for free. So, but you know, again, we don't know if this is our if we're gonna have other Christmases, and so I want this one to be the best one. And hey, that's a good place to stop. Why don't we do that? We'll pray for our Christmases. I'm gonna pray for all you dads, because I know, you know, Christmas kind of rests on your shoulders. Not all the gifts and all that stuff, but how it goes. And let me just pray for you now. Dear God, I just pray for all the dads who are listening. And I know some of us have good Christmas memories and some of us have bad Christmas memories. Some of it, Christmas comes easy and some it comes hard. I pray that this Christmas, and we don't know if it's our last Christmas, would be one that is filled with memories that are good and not as much stress, and that we would help remove some of that just by our lower expectations, that we would be gracious to our children, and that maybe you would bring something to mind that would make those quiet moments wonderful moments. And again, together, for on behalf of all the dads listening, we thank you for your son. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. And we thank you for family and allowing us to be the dads. We pray all this in your name. And all the dads said, amen. Amen. Hey, Dad, we will get together next week as we have kind of a last of the 2020 year in review. So, Scott, be prepared for reviewing the year and we'll get together. But until that time, have a wonderful Christmas. Take advantages of those quiet times, and don't fill it up too much, but fill it up just enough, and do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. And if you want, you can check out my album, A Socially Distant Christmas, wherever music is sold. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. It's under Scott L. Moore, and it's A Socially Distant Christmas. And the music you're listening to is a sample from the album, so if you like it, please help out a fellow family man and buy a copy. By the way, if you're old school like me and you want a CD, send me an email, scott@unsocializedmedia.com, and I'll get your information and I'll send you one. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week, and a Merry Christmas.